You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
It's out with the old and in with the new. And here to explain what I'm talking about is Vivian Taberer, Investment Director at 91 in Cape Town. Vivian, I'm talking about Jaibar and Zeronia. And we have to go back a step. In other words, explaining what those two terms that I've just described are.
Okay. Hi, Lindsay. Yes. So Jaibar is the Johannesburg Interbank Offered Rate, and that has been used as a base rate for South African money market and fixed income instruments now for many years. And in line with what's happening globally and concerns around those rates being manipulated, if we look back at sort of 2008 and what happened with Jaibar then, we know that that can be manipulated. There's been this global move, this global trend to move towards rates that are much more widely traded and have much bigger volume behind them. So the market is moving towards either unsecured or secured overnight lending rates. In South Africa, we are moving towards Zeronia, which is our South Africa overnight index average rate. So effectively, that is the rate that wholesale deposits bigger than 20 million get given in the market on an overnight basis. And it's a trimmed mean. You knock off the 20% top, 20% top and bottom. So you're looking at 80%, and it's an average rate. And that will be used as the basis for those cash and fixed income instruments going forward.
Okay, so Jaibar is in place at the moment. It will be replaced by Zeronia. It was all to do with 2008, but also, and that's a domestic issue, obviously, but also it's a global reform that has been going on. What lessons did South Africa take from those global reforms?
Yes, so effectively, the Financial Stability Board did this, raised concerns about the reliability of IBOR benchmarks in 2012. And then in 2013, the International Organization of Securities Commission published the Principles for Financial Benchmarks. And this was sort of, these are the guidelines to have more credible rates and ones that were more representative. So South Africa is quite a long way behind some of the bigger markets in doing this. So we are following in the footsteps of the secured overnight financing rate in the US, SONIA, which is the sterling overnight index average, the euro short-term rate, Switzerland, Tokyo, they've all done it.
Okay, so Zeronia is very different to Jaibar. Tell us how it's calculated and why it's considered a more reliable or modern benchmark that isn't as easily manipulated.
Yes. So if we look at Jaibar, effectively at the moment, there's around five contributing banks to Jaibar. You knock off the top one, you knock off the bottom one, and it's not traded very much. So it is open to manipulation. If you look at the overnight call rates that have been used for Zeronia, you're looking at sort of 450 billion a day. So it's massive. So it's much less able to be to be manipulated. The other key difference here is when we look at Jaibar, you're looking at a forward-looking term rate. So traditionally, the market, it's really been around three-month Jaibar, but there is also a one-month, a six-month, and a 12-month tenor. And that interest rate is no start of the interest period. So it'll be done today for the next 90 days. And what it does, it also includes a credit premium. So there's bank credit risk built into that. If we look at Zeronia, Zeronia is a backward-looking overnight rate. So if you've got a 90-day Zeronia period, okay, you'll only know the interest rate that you're earning at the end of the period. And because of the way that we look at this market, it's a very close to risk-free. There's little or no credit premium in that rate. So quite a big difference here that you need to get your head around.
Very good theoretical difference, but what practical impact does this have for cash investors, for example? Give me an example.
So if you bought a floating rate note in the market today, a one-year floating rate note in the cash market, you would have your JIBAR would be set today for the first 90 days, and you would know what your interest is over that 90-day period. And then in 90 days' time, it would be the second, and then the third, and then the fourth. If we now have a one-year floating rate note today that we buy in the cash market, we will only know what the coupon is at the end of the 90-day period. So it's different in that way. So the market is going to change. They're effectively, for the cash market, you know, instruments are shorter. It means that when we move to the cash market going live in the middle of this year, we will have a period where you can get Zaronia-linked product and you can get JIBAR-linked product. But as we get to the end of the year, they'll announce the cessation of JIBAR. And then from March next year, there'll be no more new JIBAR. So everything then will move to Zaronia.
Yes, so you've answered my next question, actually, because I was going to ask you, will existing cash investments that reference JIBAR, the existing system, automatically switch to Zaronia, or is this a change mostly relevant for new investments?
So it'll mostly be new investments, but there will be some investments that will be caught still in existence by the end of 2026, and for those instruments, they will change to Zaronia plus a spread to calculate what would have been the JIBAR reset. But it will be a very small amount of the market, and it'll primarily there be for longer-dated instruments, so for longer-dated bonds, for long-dated loans, so things that go out beyond that tenor. For cash market instruments, the transition should be easier because the maturity of those instruments is much shorter, so very few instruments are going to land up being caught in what they call that tough legacy legislation period.
Tough legacy is a good phrase. Some investors, well, all investors actually hate change, Vivian. Do people look at this and say, oh, goodness me, it's something new, it's volatile, I don't understand it, therefore there's uncertainty? Is that a valid concern, do you think?
So I think obviously the change does mean that systems have to be adjusted, the mindset needs to be adjusted, we need to get used to the new way of doing this. But in terms of the market itself, this rate is going to be much less volatile and much more certain. It's going to follow what's happening on the repo rate much more closely. So overall for the market, it's a good development and we should embrace it.
Very good. It's going to make your life easier, Vivian. There's going to be more clarity at 91.
There will be more clarity. I think there's still some developments that need to take place, some final things that need to be nailed down. But generally, everything is moving in the right direction. There are market working groups across the market for different streams that 91 is involved in. So we have input in together with the rest of or the financial services industry.
Very good. Vivian, thank you very much for your insight. Vivian Taber is Investment Director at 91 in Cape Town. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.